You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What does it mean to establish a godly household? Find out in week 6 of All and Nothing.
Text will be from Colossians 3 verses 18 to 21. It said, wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. This is a sudden shift from being doctrinal, practical, tas biglang talked about family. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. The context of this is Paul, he was actually writing a letter. Colossians is a letter, an epistle, sent to the Colossae church. But then yung context nito, it was actually a house church. It wasn't this kind of a corporate gathering. So pinadala niya parang telegrama. Pinadala niya lahat ng bahay. It was a letter addressed to house churches that time. And how can it relate with us? How should it relate with us? Just looking at what Paul was actually teaching here is that the person closest to us, whether that be your spouse, whether that be your dad or your mom, or your son or your daughter, your children, should know us and should see Christ's likeness in us. They have to see it. They have to actually, if there's really a shift, now that we are in Christ, they should really feel the change. Kailangan may pagbabago sila nakikita. Kailangan nakikita nila na dumadaloy na talaga sa dugo mo. Sinasabuhay mo na talaga yung Christ-likeness. The problem is, a lot of us are undercover Christians. Alam niyo, undercover Christians? Undercover Christians, hindi mo pinagsasabi na Kristiyano ka. It's either nahihiya kang Kristiyano ka, or maski si Jesus, hindi niya alam kung Kristiyano ka. Ni si Jesus, hindi niya sure. I remember I got saved 2006, and when I went to a friend's house, and they were so happy when we told them that we got saved. He called me to a room and said, "Come here, Larry. Come here. I'm gonna show you something." I was excited. Akala ko may bibigay sa akin libro. When we went to the room, closed the door, and then he got his bag from the cabinet, opened his bag. Sobrang excited siya. Pagkuha niya, pinakita niya sa akin, "Look, Larry." It was a aluminum hard case Bible with a big cross and camouflage yung backing. And then he said, "I'm a Christian too." That saddened me. You know why? I knew him for decades. I never even heard or never even noticed that he was actually a Christian. Doesn't mean that you come to church, you read your Bible, you lead the Victory group, you're a Christian. Doesn't mean that you can come here on stage and perform and sing. That makes you a Christian. I don't know. Wear a House of Praise Jesus shirt. Listen to Hillsong, listen to Victory. No, it doesn't make you a Christian. Who we are in Christ is who we are. He gave us His life. He gave us the identity to be Christian. He gave us our life back to be a Christian. It's all Him. It's all Jesus. So now we're made new. That's how Pastor Dennis did pinotre niya, new self. When we put on that new self, now you're made new. Now, you can profess and say that I'm no longer an undercover Christian. People would see that I'm a true Christian. I'm a true Christ follower. That Jesus lives in me. I'm a new man. I'm a new husband. If you're a wife, you're a new wife. If you're a son or your daughter, you're a new son. You're a new daughter. If you're a new parent, you're a new dad. And you're a new mother to your children. Because Christ now lives in you. Oftentimes, when I draft my preaching, I would try to come up with a title so that I would always go back to it. And then, even ako, parang hindi rin ako malost. So this one, I entitled Christ in Our Home. I was listening to Jose Marichan, so I was kind of inspired there. Is Christ in your home? Is Christ in our home? I love home improvement shows. Do you know the home improvement shows? I love to watch home improvement shows. And now that you're new, now that you're made new, there has to be a complete overhaul. Ang maganda dito, wala tayong kailangan gawin. Hindi natin kailangan mag-perform. Hindi natin kailangan kumuha ng martilyo, ng lagare to do it. Once Christ is in you, you are made new. A new creation, the old is gone, the new has come. You no longer succumb to the patterns of this world. Even temptations can go out. So you're made new. Lahat bago. But why did Jesus use family? Family up until now, even then in the Old Testament, Old and New Testament, back then when Jesus was alive, up until now, family is still the best. Family is still the most effective, and family is the most important group of people, or most important and basic form in our society to be used by God to advance His kingdom. It's still family. Family pa rin yung pinaka-effective. Eto, may sekreto ako sa inyo. Huwag niyo pagsasabi. You're around 600 people here, okay? And we know where you live, each one of you. Well, God knows. Our goal actually is not just to have a youth service in San Juan Gym. Our goal is that when the kids got saved, their parents, their family would know there's a complete turnaround. There's a complete transformation. Their grades are very good now. They obey their parents now. That then they want also to know who this Jesus Christ is. That's our goal, for families to be saved. Each student that you pray for, each student that goes into our hall for youth services represents one family, at least one family for Jesus. That's our heart, to share the gospel to every family. Even in the very heart of the core value of every nation, of Victory, lordship, evangelism, discipleship, family, and leadership development. Family is there. Family is right in the very heart. That's who we are. This is a picture of my family. That's my wife there. That's not my daughter. And, oh, ano, I have to change my shirt. Sabi ko, palitan yung picture eh. Hindi pa rin pinalitan yung picture. Anyway, ano nga yun? Family. Let's talk about family. Napatingin sa shirt ulit. But this is my family. God is using my family. Not as a pastor, but as a Christ follower. We got saved, my wife and I, March 26, 2006, in Victory, Alabang. And before that, we got married, 1999. For 7 years, almost 6 to 7 years, we had a very rocky marriage. That we even separated for one night. Nakakatawa, pero yung kwento pang maalala mo kaya. But God is faithful, and He's using now not just the restoration of our family to be able to preach the gospel, but really our restoration first with the Lord Jesus Christ. Without me, I'm not even looking at the mess that happened. Praise God, even my kids, they were younger then, 6 and 4 years old, they don't know what really happened. But then it was an restoration between me and my father, me and God, yet and her father in heaven, that happened. Then our family got restored. Now it's being used in our home, in your home, in people's home. Question is Christ in our home? It's a good question to ask. Very declarative. Christ in our home. But is Christ in our home? 3 key relationships that we will see in this book, in Colossians 3. Relationships between a husband and a wife, children and parents, and then parents and children. These are the 3 relationships that Paul wrote here. But then again, We cannot simply just dive on those relationships without setting out the groundwork. Ano ba yung purpose? Ano ba yung pinaka-principle? What's the purpose and the principle of marriage? Why is marriage? Marriage is not, it's not a legal matter. It's not a national matter or a civic. No, it's not. It's God-ordained. Marriage in Genesis 1, verse 27 to 28 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female, and he created them." So it's God who made Adam and Eve. Okay, this is also here when it said that a man should not live alone. He needs a suitable helper. So a woman came about, Eve. Nag-asawa sila, and then God gave them a charge. That's why he blessed them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Relationship between a husband and a wife. Then, be fruitful and increase in number. Children. But then here's the thing, the purpose of marriage, the purpose of family. Said to fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky. It's for us to advance his kingdom. We need to learn, we need to know the purpose for it to be laid there. Jesus is our cornerstone, and we should know the purpose. Why? Oftentimes, when we don't know the purpose, we often misuse it. Nasisira yung divine plan ni God. Okay? The divine plan is a man and a woman. To have kids, and then to rule over to advance his kingdom. Colossians 3 verse 18, let's go to our text. "Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord." Wives, let me talk to you first. Wives, di ko alam ba't inuna yung wives, but inuna muna yung wives. Mamaya, gisingin natin yung mga husbands. Wives muna, wives, submit. When you hear submit, I can see your face. Sana dinala ko talaga phone ko, you know? Pag tinigna, yung sinabi ko submit, pag inikot ko yung phone, makita niyo mukha niyo, nakaganyan. May cringe eh. Tama ba? It's something that we don't like to hear. Not just to wives, even to singles. Some singles would like to remain single or ayaw pa nila sagutin or ayaw pa nila lumagay daw sa tahimik. Why? Because they don't want that word submit. Pastor, sobrang old school na yung submit. Hindi na nagsasubmit ngayon. Equal na kami. The design of God remains. It doesn't change. Your phone will become obsolete. By November, there's a new iPhone 7 coming out. Obsolete na yan, but never God's word. His word remains today, yesterday, and tomorrow. It would remain, and his design for marriage remains. Submit. Submit is actually, should not be a cringe word. It's good that God, oh, you submit, not obey. Iba yung obey. Obey, no reason, no nothing, obey. Submit talks to our heart. There's a heart issue here. Submit is actually voluntary, to put oneself under another, voluntarily. Hindi ibig sabihin tatapak-tapakan ka. No. It's not about your power or who's powerful or made you weak. No, it's not. That's the wrong context. It's about a position. Example, in the military, it doesn't mean that may mga sergeant, may mga colonel na mas matalino sila, they cannot over, di ba? Hindi nila pwedeng, ang tawag ito, they cannot lord over and then give orders to their general. They cannot. Even though they're smarter, they have to submit and obey. Why? Because there's a position. Positional to. What is now the position? This position is very important. In Ephesians 5, verse 22-24, it says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands." Submission here, wives, ladies in the house, submission here is submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Because God ordained marriage, and in marriages, the leader is the man.
the husband. Now we submit. Submission here, ladies, is all about lordship. There should not be a cringe factor. Why? We should be, our position will be like in the very verse, sinabi, fitting to the Lord. You're submitting to the Lord. You're submitting and saying, because you gave Him as my husband, as the leader of our home, I will submit. I often use this in our marriage seminars or in when I officiate weddings, when I say it takes a strong woman of faith to be able to fully submit to her husband. It takes really a very, very strong woman. You know how I miss my wife now? She flew to Taipei this morning for her 40th birthday trip. Okay, her and her friends. She was supposed to share the stage with me and then be able to preach China dito. But I remember how in our early marriages, early life, as husband and wife, she submits because we're Chinese. So it's in our culture to submit. But then she submits begrudgingly. Pag nagsasubmit siya, very excruciating for her. When she submits pero para daw siyang sinasakal. That's her term. That's her word. I'm not, how many times siya ginagamit? Parang sinasakal. Sabi ko, kaya naman pala, pag tinanong kita, okay ba to? Okay. Yun pala, literal na sinasakal siya. Because she doesn't see the lordship there. And because I wasn't that kind of a husband then, before I met Jesus Christ. I would give commands. I would instill laws. Our house is like there's like a martial law, and I'm the general. I'm the man. She would submit begrudgingly, but then later on, the joy in her heart started to slip. There's no joy anymore. Yung mga tanong pala niya nun is, "Ba't ka ba pinakasalan to? Okay lang, kasi cute naman yung dalawang anak ko eh. Dati ako yung cute." Became like a horror show. So you have to check your heart. Ladies, before you give your yes or your nod of approval to that somebody, are you willing to fully submit? Men, let me talk to you now. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Love. If men, we yearn for respect, the wives, they yearn for love. It's love. Love that they want. Love that they need. There's an idea of giving love and not just receiving love. And this love is different. You have to even know their love language. I remember before, I was always give gifts to my wife and then send her flowers. Then only to find out after very early on in our Christian life, when we started attending Victory groups, we answered and then we read the book. The very first book I read about marriage is Love Languages. Then I found out hindi pala yun yung love language niya, gifts. Ang love language niya is time. But whenever I would send a gift, I would just call her. I would just send it. Masama pa loob ko kasi may extra charge pag pinapa-deliver mo. Love, you need to know how to love. And this love is not just it's not a romantic kind of love. It's not a cheesy kind of love. It's not the J. Dean kind of love. It's not a telenovela love. This love is sacrificial love. Agape. It's a love that when you use it, it's as if you're saying that I'm willing to lay down my life for you. That's how much I love you. That's the love. That's the kind of love. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. That's the kind of love. The love that we so openly give away now, it's a cheap kind of love. Lablaban lang yun. That we can, I'm in the advent of social media, in the advent of text, Viber, WhatsApp, I love you. Cheap kind of love. This love is the real love. This love is the love that I feel to my wife right now. That I'm willing to take her place. That I'm willing to die for her kind of love. Can you tell that? Can you say that to your wife right now? Can you say that to your husband? Can you say that to that person who's courting you? Can you say that I'm willing to die for you? It's that kind of love. Married people, are you still willing to die for your wife or to your husband? Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. We are now in Christ. We now put off our sinful nature. The old Larry, the ill-tempered Larry, walang patience, walang ka-patience na Larry, the forceful, demanding. I used to have a superiority complex. Now it's gone. As I clothe myself now with the new self, so is joy, peace, patience, kindness, love. It's there. It's evident. It should be evident now. The fruit of the Spirit now exudes in me. Gone is the old Larry. You know how I had a superiority complex before, that if there's a rule when me and my wife would walk, like example in the mall, that she had to walk one step behind me. She can't toe the line with me. It has to be one step back. Para pag may kailangan ako, I'd look back, not beside. I had a rule in the house that whenever I come home, pagdating ko, kailangan sa ref may juice. Kailangan mesa may pagkain na. May rule pa kami, pag binaba ko yung bag ko, don't ever ask anything about the office. And make sure that when I got home, the kids are ayos na sila. Hindi madumi, maayos na yung playroom nila, kasi darating na ang hari. I used to have that mental, spiritual, I don't know kung anong problema ko. But now it's gone. Why? Because Christ is in me. I'm a work in progress. I'm not perfect. Pag may nagsabi sa inyo na perfect siya para sa'yo, that's a lie. Sabihan mo, sabi ng pastor namin, liar ka. That's a lie. A wise and Christ-honoring husband will not abuse his leadership role. If you're being led by Jesus Christ, if His word is in your heart, you're living it out, you will never abuse that power that God has given you. You will actually honor God, glorify God with that leadership role in your marriage, in your family. At the same time, a wise and Christ-honoring wife will not try to undermine her husband's leadership. Alam mo na, papalpak. Yung decision niya, yung decision na asawa ko, papalpak. But you know that God is sovereign. You know, as we said, that He is preeminent, that He is superior. Whether mag-succeed or hindi mag-succeed yung plano, you know that your husband hears from God. That's exactly the very line, if Viet was here, would tell you. Up until now, I'll make decisions left and right, and then she won't agree with some of those. But then again, she'll submit, and she'll say, yes, yes. May mga konting sundot. Did you actually hear from the Lord? Nag-pray ka ba? I-inquire mo ba? Actually, yun yung mga ano ko eh. Yung mga light bulb moment. Ting! Okay, pray, ask. They're not against us, spouses. Your spouse is not against you. You should be fighting, not against each other, but fighting for your marriage. It's under attack. It's under attack. Now let's move to the relationship between children and parents. Children, obey your parents in everything. For the Lord pleases the Lord. For this pleases the Lord. Everything. Okay? Walang context na obey them if they're Christians. Obey them if they attend victory groups. Obey them if they pay for your tuition fee. Obey them, period, in everything. If the first part for the wives is submit, this one is different. It says obey. We have, let's backtrack. Go back to our 10 series. Our 10 commandments. What's the fifth commandment? Honor your fathers and your mothers so that it may go well with you. There's obedience. Mga bata, hindi kami Hitler na ruling over your lives. But then we're there for a purpose. God gave us to you as our heritage, inheritance, and then we have to manage and steward you. Pagdating sa heaven, kami mananagot. Hindi kayo yung mananagot, kami mananagot because God gave us to you to watch over you until you're an adult and then slowly release you. The fifth commandment is the only commandment with a promise. If you want to be successful in life, if you want, it's just a principle of sowing and reaping. What you sow now, you will reap. For kids, it's as simple as that. Look at the stories, one after another. That's it. What you did now, what you decide on now, what you do now, would affect and surely would affect your future. It would. So the question is, how can I obey? How can I honor? Have this motivation in heart because it pleases the Lord. Maybe at times, I'm talking to two group of people here, parents and kids. Maybe at times, we're too hard also, parents, to our children. Maybe, minsan kailangan lang nila pat in the back. Maybe, alam mo, sabihin mo lang naman natin, kaya mo yan, or pinagdaanan ko rin yan. Maybe we don't do that. But then again, kids, if you don't get that from your parents, I'm telling you that your God, your Father in heaven, will never leave you nor forsake you, would never harm you. It's hard. I've had so many conversations with kids from being molested by their own parents, being wounded, pained, emotional, physical. Yun lang kaya ko sabihin eh. Saktan ka man yan, pero sa langit hindi ka masasaktan. Andun si God para sa'yo. That's the promise. And God is a promise giver. Whatever you're going through, know that you're pleasing the Lord. You have to obey. Hard as it may, you have to obey. Know that He's sovereign. Know that He will give you grace. Know that His grace is sufficient for you. I remember story of Dave, and I want to honor this man. When he got married a year and a half ago, best part for me in the wedding is when the groom and the bride would honor their parents, and it was time for Dave to honor his parents. But then there's a problem. He has never met his dad. Met him before, way back, and then his dad left him. Not until that time that he met him again. Wedding na. So we were in one corner, we were just praying, and then he was just asking me and Pastor Dennis, sabi niya, ano sasabihin ko? We couldn't say anything. I just kept on patting him in the back. Kulang na lang, ihag ko, no, laki-laki. Sayang yung coat ko, magugusot. So I just pat him na lang. We didn't know. We just kept on praying. Then he remembered how one time, his dad went inside the car, got him, sat him on his lap, and started driving around. That was the only thing the only fun memory that he remembered, and he shared that. And his dad was honored, especially his mom, how his mom has reared him by herself. And it was a great wedding. Now, Dave is a dad to Jedi. Honor. Let your motivation be you're pleasing the Lord. Kids, talk to the fathers, to the parents. Fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. Do not provoke. In other translation, exasperate. Provoke, exasperate. Wag mo daw hamunin. Do not push him, do not stimulate, do not. Role of parents is actually to discipline, to guide, to teach, but with love. Respect. Respect for each other. We have to give care. We have to be extra patient. Extra patient, why? Because slowly they are learning. Slowly we are guiding them. Now we want everything instant. Instant coffee, instant noodles, everything instant. Parenting is not instant. It takes a while, and it also takes a lot of pain. But then again, if you know that Christ is in you, in us, we know that the battle has been already won. Sometimes, even in my children, I can see the fruits. But then again, I know, Lord, you're sovereign in their lives. You're preeminent. So, Lord, I now can parent in faith, not in fear. Even us Christians, Christian parents, I'm talking to you, even us. At times, we parent in fear. We're not sure. We haven't given enough. They don't know the Bible yet. They cannot memorize. They don't attend Victory Group. They don't like to go to church. They don't lousy how they dress. That's not the measure of goodness. That's not the measure of how God sees your children. If it doesn't work at home, don't export it. We have to be the very first disciples, Victory Group leader of our children. Tayo yung kailangan nag-share sa kanila ng gospel. Tayo yung kailangan nag-go through ng purple book sa kanila. Tayo yung kailangan nag-one-to-one sa kanila. Tayo yung ginag-go through natin yung process ng walk nila with Christ. Tayo ho yun. Sometimes we leave it to our subcontractors, to the church, to our youth, to our campus missionaries, to our we leave it to them. Why? Because it's a dirty, it's messy, it's time consuming. I'm doing a lot of things to advance God's kingdom. Like what? Like making disciples. Make disciples at home. Make disciples at the very home. If you fail as a disciple maker in your house, you might actually fail if you make disciples outside. Start with your home. It's our task. You know what? When we go to heaven, God would not ask, ilan na disciple mo? Joey, ilan na disciple mo? Ice, ilan na share mo ng gospel? No. He'll ask us about our children, if we rear them in the Lord, if they know Jesus Christ, if they worship Jesus Christ. Father, do not provoke your children. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. It's with love. We need to be there. Let's not just send them to good school and then leave them there. We need to be involved. It's not just that we're present. We have to be involved in their lives. We have to be the builder, the guider, and the provider. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes some of us, we double jobs. We make ends meet. And we know that all of it is for our children. But look at the time. There's a certainty that they need you there. A physical touch, an okay. FaceTime is good. But there's no... The actual facing each other is important. We have a rule in the house. I'm kind of busy. Okay? A lot of our work involves nighttime. Diba? Nighttime kayo. May discipleship day, may leadership 113, my victory groups. But my wife and I, we made it a point that the most I can be out of the house is 3 nights in a week. It's certain. June, pag kailangan na sa bahay ako, I love you, bro. Pero pag nasa bahay ako, kailangan ako ng anak ko, kailangan ako ni Jello, ni Monty Lara, I'm sorry. I have to say no. Maski nag-away kayo ni Sally, pray kayo. Hindi, minsan, pray lang, maayos na eh. Ice, cat, ganun rin. It's, people I'm leading here in victory groups, I'm sorry. If it was Yet's birthday last week, I told her I have to be with her. Sila nag-lead ng grupo ko. It's okay. I'm accountable to my family. I'm accountable to God for my family. And that's all that matters. But how do we see our children that sometimes we put them on one side? How do we actually see them? Are they a commodity? Are they a liability? How we see them should be how God sees them. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. God sees our children as a heritage. There's an inheritance here. Hindi lang pangalan pinapasa, buong being. It's like your own generation is being passed on to him. The birthright, the culture, not just the money. Sometimes when we hear heritage, inheritance, it's all about money. It's not all about money. What you pass on more is your faith, your culture, who you are, and generation with generation would know how Jesus were actually lived out in your life when you pass it on. That's how God sees it, as a reward. It's a reward from who? From God nonetheless. Praise God that He has given me three wonderful rewards. Three wonderful rewards. See them as arrows also. Sometimes, let me talk to the parents. Sometimes, we know that they're arrows. But then arrows, they have to hit that mark. Arrows are useless if it's still on your hand. Yung arrow, hindi siya palamuti. When God sees them as arrows, there is a destiny marked out for them. And they have to hit that destiny when we release them. We have to release them as arrows. Malachi 4:6 said, "And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with decreed utter destruction." And they have to hit that mark because God gave them to us to advance his kingdom. This probably is your earliest Christmas card ever. That's Jello, who's now 16. I'm slowly releasing him. Slowly. Painfully, slowly. But, meron naman, millimeter. Slowly, he's 16 years old. Now we're in the empowering stage. I have empowered him. 2 weeks ago, we're so blessed that it happened after 2 weeks after the Davao blast. He was actually in Davao with a group of students from their school for a leadership training. And he was in Ateneo de Davao, just across the market. So slowly, when he went to a leadership training in Legazpi, his mom said, "No, okay, paki-erase na lang yun, no?" But I said, "Yes." So she submitted. So he went, slowly. Because we know that we've empowered him. Monty's 14 years old. We're in the fine-tuning stage. We're in the equipping stage. We're giving him tools. We're equipping him with the Bible, with God's Word. We're equipping him with being street smart. Okay, we're equipping him in to be discerning in the things around him. And I know in a year or two, we might actually be slowly releasing him also. Praise God for Lala. She's still 6 years old. So matagal-tagal pa. But we're in the establishing stage. It's like an arrow. May arrow. Kasi pag arrow, yung arrow kasi dati, you have to get it from the bark of the tree. You have to chop it. You have to identify what good tree. Chop it. And then, when you chop it, you take it off, it's not perfect. What do you do? Kailangan lihain mo yan. You have to sand it slowly. You have to make sure that it's perfect. The tip, the back part, it has to be perfect before you release. Let's do that. Let's start doing that with our children. I'm going to end with these two verses in Genesis 25 and Genesis 37. Look at the red text. These are the generations of Isaac. Then he went on with Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac. Genesis 37 verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph being servant, blah, blah, blah. And went on and on. Talked about the generation, the lineage. Talked about, it doesn't talk about how much money did he make. It doesn't talk about how much land he conquered. How much wars he won. But talk to him as a father. As a leader of a family. Love how Pastor Steve said it. It's never about my personal success. It's always about the next generation and setting them up for success. Our family, your family, will be used by God to advance God's kingdom. Leadership is on us. As we submit to His Lordship, children, as we be obedient, parents, as we guide, as we provide, as we build, and as we guide our children, they would hit that mark, that destiny, and God's kingdom will be advanced.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.